Tonight's encouragement will come from James Cordova, Dharma holder.
So see, that's it, right? We're 4 days in. And everything's funny. And you know, we often say it's because we're getting punchy, but I think it might also be because we get nearer. Everything gets closer. This is the practice of intimacy, and it almost doesn't matter what you think you're doing. You've been showing up here every day. The bell rings, the han sounds, and we scurry, trying to find someplace else to be, just for a little while longer. And then we come in here and we make our bows and we sit dignified and still and quiet. And Sesshin, the practice, this great way does us. And whether you intended it to or not, it brings you closer, nearer, more and more intimate. And everything draws close, more, the true vibrancy of the color the true poignancy of the moment. And right there, at the heart of that intimacy, everything's funny. There's a lightness, right? There's a depth. There is this incredible rootedness. And there is this great lightness. One of the things that I appreciate the most about a longer session is that there comes this point where I teeter on the brink. The part of me that thinks it can or that it should keep efforting. You know, I can will my way through this. I can muscle my way to the next sitting, the next session, the next moment. Wears and wears and wears away, and finally let go. You know, the fingertips let go from the cliff's edge, and here we go, falling, like Paul said earlier in his brief talk, falling and falling, and not much different from flying, because there really is no ground. So don't wait. If you can, just let go. You are already being supported, held, met. The nearness, the intimacy, have been desperately scratching at the door for so long. You've always already been held. Let go and know it. Just briefly, it's another translation of the case, and there's something about it that I really like. Well, first it starts off by saying, attention! Which is funny. and then it's from the Japanese, so the names are a little different. Tozan was ill, and a monk asked, Osho, you're sick. Is there someone not sick? And Tozan answered, yes, there is. The monk asked, does the one who is not sick look after you? And Tozan replied, this old monk is able to look after others. This old monk is able to look after others. The monk asked, Osho, how about when you look after others? Tozan said, then the having of sickness is not seen. How about when you look after others? How about when you look after others?